Moving along to the bride's getting ready photos. The bridal photography is often intense, but also this is where a lot of magic of the wedding photos that were show at. I will usually spend up to 1.5 hours taking the bride's getting ready shots. To save their time, one simple yet effective wedding tips that will give them before their wedding is to finish their makeup before I arrive on the wedding day. This is especially important when the bride has several bridesmaids. If the makeup is not finished before I arrive, the delay may squeeze the bride's getting ready photo time. Same as the boys, when I arrive at the bride's place, I will usually start with her accessories, including her wedding dress, her rings, as well as her flowers. And after the accessory shots, I will do a fun champagne shot for the bridal party. So just before the girls get dressed, it will be nice to have them relax a bit so we can take some photos of them having fun in their robes or pajamas. It doesn't hurt to get a bit champagne buzz on for this shot, as we want to see lots of funny moments. Sometimes the girls can get a little bit silly due to alcohol and they will jump on the bed naturally and probably start a pillow fight with the bride. And this will be the perfect moment to capture some fun and candid pillow fighting shots. Before the bridal party starts to dress, I like to ask the bridesmaid to leave the last button on the bride's dress for the photos that will come on later. After everyone is dressed, I will then take some photos of the bridesmaid helping our bride to do the final button on her dress. And this makes up an authentic scene for wedding photos. To make the scene as candid as possible, each bridesmaid can be made to do different things. One can do the knots on the dress, while another fix up her train. The point is to get all the girls engaged with our bride. The bride's mom is the one who helps the bride wear her veil, and this is usually one of the most emotional moments, and the bridesmaids are responsible for helping our bride to wear her shoes. During the many weddings I've shot, some brides want to do the first look of the dad seeing them after their bridal preparation is done. This is another very emotional scene and often makes up for very memorable pictures. Usually we will let the dad wait outside while the bride is finishing up inside the room, and when she's ready, she will ask her dad to come in. And next up, we can move on to one of my favorite parts of wedding photography, which is the portrait shots for the bride. I like to use the natural light from the window to create a mood for the pictures. And the background is also very important to getting a great shot. It's always great to go with a light tone color such as white or a darker hue. At the same time, greenery is also perfect for these photos. If a room has some indoor plants, they can be added into the background to provide a bit contrast in the image. Plants such as bird of paradise, monstera, fiddle leaf, and other bigger foliage plants can provide a sense of modernism and minimalism here. Once the preparation photos of the bride and grooms are done, it's time to head down to the wedding ceremony locations.